Madhyalila, Chapter 21, Part 2, The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. While describing the transcendental opulences of Krishna, the ocean of opulence manifested in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mind and senses were immersed in this ocean, and thus he was perplexed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, and to relish its meaning, he began to explain it himself. Svayam tu asamayatishayastri adhisha Swarajya lakshmiapta samastakama Baling harabdish chiraloka palai Kirata kotidita pada pita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the master of the three worlds and the master of the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. No one is equal to or greater than him. By his spiritual potency, known as Swarajya Lakshmi, all his desires are fulfilled, while offering their dues and presents in worship. The predominating deities of all the planets touch the lotus feet of the Lord with their helmets. Thus they offer prayers to the Lord. Krishna is the original, supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is the greatest of all. No one is equal to him, nor is anyone greater than him. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. The primary predominating deities of this material creation are Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. Nonetheless, they simply carry out the orders of Lord Krishna, who is master of all of them. Sujamitan niyuktohang haroharati tad vasha Vishvang purusha rupena paripati trishakti drik. Lord Brahma once said, following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I create. Following the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shiva destroys. And he himself, in the form of Shirodakashayi Vishnu, maintains all the affairs of material nature. Thus, the supreme controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. This is but only a general description. Please try to understand another meaning of the word Trayadisha. The three Purusha incarnations of Vishnu are the original cause of the material creation. Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, and Shirodakashayi Vishnu are the supersouls of all subtle and gross existences. Although Mahavishnu, Padmanabha, and Shirodakashayi Vishnu are all shelters and controllers of the entire universe, they are nonetheless only plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam matavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanata Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesha Govinda madhi purushanta mahang bhajami. The Brahmas and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the pores of Mahavishnu and remain alive for the duration of his one exhalation. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom Mahavishnu is a portion of a plenary portion. This is the middle meaning. Now, please hear the confidential meaning. Lord Krishna has three places of residence, which are well known in the revealed scriptures. The internal abode is called Goloka Vrindavan. It is there that Lord Krishna's personal friends, associates, father and mother live. Vrindavan is the storehouse of Krishna's mercy and the sweet opulences of conjugal love. That is where the spiritual energy, working as a maidservant, exhibits the rasa dance, which is the quintessence of all pastimes. Vrindavan Dham is very soft due to the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and it is especially opulent due to conjugal love. The transcendental glories of the son of Maharaj Nanda are exhibited here. Under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us. Below the Vrindavan planet is the spiritual sky, which is known as Vishnu Loka. In Vishnu Loka, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets controlled by Narayan and innumerable other expansions of Krishna. The spiritual sky, which is full in all six opulences, is the intermediate residence of Lord Krishna. It is there that an unlimited number of forms of Krishna enjoy their pastimes. Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are just like different rooms of a treasure house, are all there, filled with all opulences. Those unlimited planets house the Lord's eternal associates, which are also enriched with the six opulences. Goloka namni nijadamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridamasu Teshu Teshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitaschayena Govinda Madhi Purushantamaham Vajami. Below the planet named Goloka Vrindavan are the planets known as Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Hari Dham. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the original Lord. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Pradana paramavyom nor antare viraja nadi vedanga sveda janatais toyai prasravita shubha. Between the spiritual and the material worlds is a body of water known as the river Viraja. This water is generated from the bodily perspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vedanga. Thus the river flows. Tasya pare paravyoma tripad bhutang sanatanam amritang shaspatang nityam anantang paramang padam. beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is the supreme abode, consisting of three-fourths of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Paravyom, the spiritual sky. On the other side of the river Viraja is the external abode, which is full of unlimited universes, each containing unlimited atmospheres. The abode of the external energy is called Devi Dham, and its inhabitants are the conditioned souls. It is there that the material energy, Durga, resides with many opulent maidservants. Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all dhams, including Goloka Dham, Vaikuntha Dham, and Devi Dham. The Paravyom and Goloka Dham are beyond Devi Dham, this material world. The spiritual world is considered to be three-fourths of the energy and opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas this material world is only one-fourth of that energy. That is our understanding. Tripada vibhuter dhamatvat tripada bhutang hi tatpadam vibhutir mayiki sarva prokta paddatmika yata. Because it consists of three-fourths of the Lord's energy, the spiritual world is called Tripadabhuta. Being a manifestation of one-quarter of the Lord's energy, the material world is called Ekapada.